Great. How are you, Spencer?
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I want to ask about Heidi and the kids, like in the aftermath of the fires. How are you guys doing?
We are just day by day, the kids are great because they're kids and they're resilient. But yeah, thankfully with all the success with Heidi's music, it takes the
She was
focus
at
off.
Coachella, right?
Yeah, so it's amazing. Shout out Kourtney Kardashian for having Heidi be the performer at her big Camp Poosh event at Coachella, which was so much fun.
Very
But
cool.
yeah, no, the second we just started this before this FaceTime, the text I was looking at was the Army Corps that found one crystal as they were bulldozing the rubble of our house. So it's like, oh, there's one of my thousands of crystals I've been collecting since 2008 that survived. So it's just like bittersweet, like, oh, well, that's cool. But it's also like, oh, it's like officially over now. Because at least when you could walk through your rubble, you were like, oh, maybe there's something under here. But now it's
Yeah.
just so.
Jeez. Well, yeah, I was happy to see her at Coachella. That was really cool. I mean, I wasn't there, but I saw the photos. And I did want to ask you because, all right, so you wore a Heidi shirt pretty much as possible, which I know you talked about. In fact, I think you said you wanted to do it more. I love the fact that when you go on these shows, you're very honest of like, yeah, I'm here to win and go, get money for my family, but I'm also here because I'm on TV, and the longer I'm on TV, that helps my career and that helps my family. Do you think people should be more honest about that, of like why they want to be on TV? I don't know. I feel like you're very honest about it. Does that make sense?
No, that's been the one thing that has always been so like such a negative stigma attached to Heidi and I for so many
Exactly.
years that like we're transparent when everyone's like lying about loving fame, including A-list celebrities. I know they say it's about the art and blah blah blah, but I would say 9 out of 10 of them are exactly like Heidi and I. They love the money. It's a
Yep.
No, I wouldn't advise. It was not a successful pathway to be truthful. I'd say the key to the show and the key to the entertainment business is lie, 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 and just be the biggest liar possible.
Don't know. Okay, I find it refreshing though, sometimes,
No, I know. I mean, I do too, but I see people who do way better than me just lying straight to people's face. So I'm like, oh,
Yeah.
guess honesty isn't the best policy.
Okay,
But
so you
yeah, no,
got.
that was the problem with that show because I didn't want to leave being on Hulu and Disney Plus. So even if I like knew there was an exit strategy, like the first night for like 120 grand to me, like it's worth so much money to be on Hulu, Disney Plus for 8 episodes that I was like, I'm
Exactly.
going to protect this money and try to get the biggest chunk and be on Hulu for as long as possible.
And make like little moments which were funny and great TV. Yeah, and I know you get like a ton of offers, and this is one of the not the only one without Heidi, but one of them, right? What made you say yes to this show? Like, what were you like, okay, yeah, I want to do this one.
The $1 million. Most of the
Okay.
shows, they have a nice fee attached, but to leave your family for 2 weeks, and there's a lot of platforms you can make a significant amount of money. Like, and I always do the math. Like, okay, if I did TikTok Live for 24 hours a day for 14 days,
Yep.
I'm leaving my family. At least I would be on TikTok Live in the house around them. I could make more money than most of these shows nowadays with some of these, or if I Snapchatted 400 snaps every day and took Snapchatting really serious for 14 days, that fee would probably rival most of these shows' fees. But to win $1 million, that you could not do on any app in 14 days.
Okay, no, that makes complete sense. But what I read that you were like iffy about whether it was possible to sort of break out. Now that you've seen the show and seen clips and stuff, like how hard was it to actually achieve that?
I think if the PA or whoever was in charge of boarding up the windows hadn't left that crack that Rashad was looking through, I think 100% we broke out. So, and I think if Val knew how to count to 100 instead of 10 minutes, we are
What was
100%
that?
breaking out. So just rewatching that, and I knew I was like, these were perfect. It made me like, yes, you can break out. I don't think you could break out and let without using people and then not giving them a cut. So if you want to keep the whole share, you're 100% burning your alliances, which I going in there, like I didn't really want that frequency being put out. Like, I've had enough activity attached to my life that I didn't want to like screw people that helped me get out over. So I wasn't really down with that. So ideally, I wanted to get out and not use anybody, but that is not possible.
Yeah, no, I think doing it alone is probably not possible. I mean, I could be wrong. You played it, not me, but
You could for a smaller amount, for like 100K, you could get out. But if you want like the big check,
yeah,
if
no,
they
good
had
point.
alcohol and everyone was like drunk and like falling asleep, like you could pull it off. But everyone was on so many energy drinks and coffee. It was like th that was more secure than the White House, in my opinion. For real.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you think if they do another season, they have to evolve it at all? It just seemed like, and I know they tried to get people away from the button and the tower and all that, but like, do you think they need to do more of that? Because people were literally just staying at the button, right?
Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength. Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
Yes and no, because you then like people are staying at the button, but they may have been in on something. And like, so you have
Like
this, like,
Cynthia.
yeah, like she was on the button more than anyone. And then that's the one person that played everybody out. So it's almost like if you have two people on the button that are both on your team, like you're getting out 100%. So it's such a like a fluid mind game, and you're in there all day. Like, since they only show little bits of the 14 days, like we were so obsessed with this game. It's truly mind-boggling. Like it comes off like, oh, spent like I was a lunatic trying to get out of that house with a
Yeah,
lot of,
you said you weren't sleeping much. What was that? What was causing
Because
that?
initially the game played for 24 hours a day. So that wasn't part of like what the audience see, but like 5 days in, they realize no one is sleeping and they're like, the game stops at midnight. But
Got
when
it.
first started for 5 days, you could break out hypothetically at 3 a.m. or like Stein, I think broke out at like, I think that's like 2 a.m., maybe 3 a.m. Like,
Oh.
so that's why it's like, Spencer, why weren't you? I'm just like, I'm delirious up there. Rashad's talking my ear off. Yanae comes up and distracts me. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, obviously you have, you're very well known. When you got in there, people recognized you. Did you have a plan for this game going in, or you're like, let me just go in and adapt and see what
I thought
I
it was
can?
going to be way more like Special Forces, like the show Brody was on Hulu. Like I thought it would be like that, getting out of a house. So I went in there way more. Sorry, Heidi's texting me about her
No, you're
vinyl.
fine.
Okay. Yeah, so I thought it was going to be way more extreme. And they were like, that's why there's no alcohol in the house, because I love drinking skinny margaritas. So I was like, why
Me
isn't there?
too.
So I was like, where are the margaritas? They're like, oh, it's gonna be too dangerous because people are gonna be climbing out of windows. So I'm thinking like second story windows with like zip lines and all. It's like, I didn't know, like the kitchen window into a bush. Like, I think if, whatever. I'm glad everyone did get injured sober. Like, I couldn't walk for like 3 days. There was a lot more escapes that couldn't make the cut because it's only 8 episodes. Like, I probably ran to that gate 10 times in the first like 2 days. But I think for the stakes of the show and the edit, more entertaining watching the like the ones that have pieces. Like I tried solo so many times.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I know we have to wrap up soon, and you get asked this all the time, but is there a reality show that you or Heidi is like dying to do still?
Yeah, it's on Hulu, Disney Plus, the Heidi and Spencer, Heidi's a Pop Star show.
Oh, is this
That's
happening?
no, that's what I would be dying to do. Like,
Okay.
there's not another, or like a Hulu dating format, like as hosts or whatever.
Yeah, you were setting up some people in the house.
I mean, I they're together a year and a half later.
Oh, they're
Lindsay's
still together?
like serious relationship. Like I feel like I'm gonna be the like person at their wedding that like marries them. And I'm already
Wait.
online certified.
And you and Heidi obviously got together on reality TV, so yeah, maybe this is a thing.
Trust me, if you don't think I email Hulu daily, like, hey, just following up on that dating show format. So you know, that's something I love. I love now I'm at a place in my life where, you know, our life is so real and raw that, you know, unless there's a show where it's huge stakes for $1 million, like I
Yeah.
need to stay hustling to rebuild our lives. I can't be like leaving to go play pretend right now because everything's so real. So, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to say no to any good opportunities, but those are the two things that would make the most sense for
Yeah.
if we're playing dream manifesting here.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll watch anything that you and Heidi are on. So I'm manifesting it for you.
I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Spencer. I appreciate you taking the time
Oh,
today. It's a fun show.
yeah, no, it's everyone. What I've been hearing the most about it is you could be like a 7-year-old to like 70. You're like, it hits all the quadrants. It's just like silly, like check out of the world type. And I think that was the goal because they definitely had ways they could edit it that was way more like
Cutthroat.
intense.
Yeah.
So they found the lightheaded version to put out. So they obviously know what they're doing and what, you know, they feel like the audience and their demo wants.
Yeah, no, it was fun. Great cast too. I like the cast. But yeah, thanks, Spencer, and good luck
Thank
with
you.
everything. I'm sure we'll chat again at some point, hopefully.
Everyone.